Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Teines, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Hei. Al Elu Masriyan Bechal Makayim. On the following Tsaris, even though they only took place in one specific area, despite that Masriyan, they fast and blow Shaifer with the brachis that are Maisef by the Tefillah Bechal Makayim in any place where news of the tragedy reaches, not just the cities that are near the cities of these Tsaris. Now the reason is because the following things, the following catastrophes that the Mishnah is going to list are considered Makkah Mehaleches, they're moving Makkahs. And even the people that are in distant areas, Al Pi Derech HaTeva, aren't protected. And the Mishnah will give us a list of six situations. First, Al Shidafan. Here's where a wind comes and it empties the shells of the Tfua from their seeds. The stalks of Tfua, the ears of corn, lose their seeds. The wind shakes the seeds out of them. Valayiraka. That's where the Tfua loses its color. It begins to get like a greenish kind of a tinge because of the heat of the sun. Some say it refers to people that start having a yellowish or greenish tinge. Vaitrasakta Mishnah, the third case would be Al Ha'arba, Bial Ha'chasil. There are different types of locusts. And even if someone saw only one of these locusts or chasils, throughout all of Eretz Yisrael, everybody is Masriyah. Because if you see one of them, that means there are more to come. Bial Chayra, that's the fifth case. If you see a Chayra in the city, even if it didn't hurt anyone. But that's only if you see it during the day, and it looks like it wants to hurt someone, as if it was sent to inflict damage. But if you only see that night or in a field, and it's looking around, that doesn't count. Vaitrasak Mishnah, the sixth thing is Valacherev. The Beraisa and the Gemara explains, we're not even talking about an invading army of the enemy. But even Cherev Shal Shalai, even if you have armies that are marching through, they want to battle with someone else. They're just using Eretz Yisrael as a place to march through. We don't take any chances. Masriyan allow. Because even a Cherev Shal Shalem is not a Simen Yafa. Often they come to fights and Tsaris. On these six Tsaris, Masriyan allow. They fast and they blow Shofar Betfila in all places. Then they Shehimaka Mahalachas. You can't see, oh, it's only happening on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, because it travels very fast. All right, so we can do a quick chazara now. In Mishnah Aleph and Beis, we learned about things that we blow shofar on it right away as soon as you hear about it, but only in the Mokaim Hatzara, like the Tzmachim Sheshanu. The wheat isn't producing wheat, it's producing something else. Or the barley isn't coming out the normal barley. Same as for rain that started, stopped, even though it started. But there was a hefsek of 40 days between the rain. All of these things are situations that can lead to a betzairus. In the Mishnah Beis we learned, we only had a soft rain that's good for the tefua, but we didn't have a strong rain that's good for the trees, or the other way around. Or, we may have had a soft rain that's good for the tzmachim, a strong rain that's good for the trees, because the trees have deep roots. We didn't have the type of rain, the quantity of rain that's going to fill up the boirais, shichin and ma'arais, the pits in the ground that are used for drinking. Remember what we said? A bar is round, that's for drinking. Shichin is long, that's for washing clothes. And ma'arais, that's for washing oneself, for tefillah. So in those cases, we said masrin alein miyad, but only in the place of the tzar. In Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, we learned, we're not only in the makim of the tzar, but even in surrounding cities. To some level, they join in. There's a machlokes in Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva, how they join, with tainus or with the shofar and the tefillah. But the cities around the city with the tzara have to connect somehow. And that would be a place where it rained all over except for one city. Or a city that had a dever or a mapilis, rachman al-itzla. People were passing away at a certain rate. Or walls or buildings are falling down when they're not supposed to fall down. So the neighboring areas also join in. In our Mishnah, in Mishnah Hey, we learned a case where not just the neighboring areas, but all over Eretz Yisrael. And those were the six things that we learned about in our Mishnah. The Shidafain, the wind that knocks out the seeds, the ears of corn are left empty. The second emergency catastrophe is Val HaYirakain. The Tfua changes color. Some say the people change color. Their face begins to look Kemara Yerek HaSadeh. The third and fourth things would be arb and chasil, different types of locusts and grasshoppers, a chayira that appears like in the middle of the day, like he has nothing to worry about. He's here to attack, he doesn't care, which is very uncommon. And the sixth thing was valacherev, even an army officially that's just passing by peacefully, we want to start up with someone else, not with you. We don't take any chances. Masri and alem and neshimakim aleches, we apply full force, our koich of tshuva and tefillah, to be mevatel these gzeiras.